Did you know, without taking positive action, balance ability begins to deteriorate from the age of 40? And did you know that more than a third of people over 65 experience at least one fall a year? In this podcast, we'll be talking about falls, balance, and exercise, and we'll give you some practical suggestions to help you stay steady and on your feet. Welcome to another My Active Attitude podcast. I'm Dr. Sharon Hetherington, and if you're looking for support to be more physically active, we're here to help. If you want the latest information on exercise and successful aging, you've come to the right place. And don't forget, if you enjoy this podcast, visit us at our website at myactiveattitude.com and join us on our mailing list for all the latest information on living a healthy and active lifestyle. A fall can be described as any slip, trip, or stumble that results in the person unexpectedly coming to rest at a lower level. The chances of having a fall can be determined by a combination of extrinsic and intrinsic risk factors. A risk factor can be defined as a characteristic found significantly more often in individuals who experience an adverse event than in individuals who do not experience that event. So let's take a look at these risk factors in some more detail. Extrinsic risk factors are things external to the person that might contribute to the chance of a fall. Around the home, these might include loose or worn carpets and mats, poor lighting, extension power leads lying across walkways, or small items of furniture such as footstools. It might also be that the environment is very cluttered. Outdoors, these risk factors might include slippery footpaths, uneven surfaces, or even the garden hose left lying across a pathway. Conducting a scan of your home environment and removing these hazards, perhaps with the help of family and friends, can go a long way towards reducing your risk of a fall. Another important extrinsic risk factor can be medications. It is good practice to see your family doctor regularly to review your medications and to let them know if you're experiencing any dizziness or feelings of lightheadedness. It's also important to tell your doctor if you've experienced a fall. Intrinsic risk factors are inherent to the person and can include problems with vision, inner ear infections, muscle weakness, poor ankle flexibility, and balance problems. Researchers tell us that the top four intrinsic risk factors for a fall are low muscle strength in the legs, a past history of falls, problems with the way you walk, this is known as your gait, and balance problems. And while a past history of falls can't be changed by exercise, the other three risk factors can be improved by regular exercise, leading to a reduced likelihood of future falls. However, the problem for many people is that once they've experienced a fall, they lose confidence in their balance abilities, and they develop a fear of falling. They then begin to restrict their activities such as exercising, going out to the shops, socialising with friends. Unfortunately, restricting activities because of a fear of falling means that muscle strength and balance deteriorate further, increasing the risk of another fall. To prevent this spiral of decline, it is important to take positive steps to maintain and improve muscle strength and balance before a fall occurs. If a person has already fallen, instead of restricting activities, seek out an exercise professional or physical therapist who can prescribe safe and effective exercises to improve your strength and balance. So what can you do today to improve your balance and reduce your intrinsic risk factors? Well, it doesn't have to be complicated, and it doesn't have to be expensive. If you're a person who enjoys exercising in a group, then a Tai Chi class is an excellent way to improve your leg strength, your gait, and your balance. Tai Chi works because the movements are slow and controlled. The focus is on staying balanced and being conscious of transferring weight with each movement. This strong element of mind-body connection forces you to think about the way you're moving. How many slips, trips, or falls occur when the person is rushing or not thinking about what they're doing? Tai Chi forces you to slow down and concentrate on how you are moving. And research has shown that this mindfulness when moving is carried into everyday life. Another option could be to seek out your local exercise physiologist, exercise professional or physiotherapist, and enroll in a falls prevention or balance class. The focus of these classes will be to improve your leg strength and your balance, and to get you moving better. Do you want something even more simple than that, that you can do safely at home? My Active Attitude have produced a resource for you featuring three simple exercises you can do every day to improve your strength, balance, and movement patterns. Head to our website and download the Better Balance PDF. Print it out and attach it to your refrigerator or notice board. Each time you see it, go and do one of the exercises. Sounds too simple, right? But you'll be surprised at how doing three simple exercises regularly improves your balance and your confidence. I'm Dr. Sharon Hetherington. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. You can find more information on today's topic and extra resources to help you live an active lifestyle on our website, myactiveattitude.com. And subscribe to our email list, and we'll send you the latest content and resources straight to your inbox.